ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם, שלא תעשה לה בלעדים כדעת הכבד עץ על פי העץ. ואתה לא תעשה דבלי עצמנו תורה רחבה. כשרצית לחדר אותנו לכל מקום לזמן את דברכם. אדוני אלוהינו עלינו צלמך שומרך. תמלך בלך הלך מנך ולתרח דין שלנו הקודש מיד בימינו. לתוכה ספחתים בינינו נאכל מפייה. נזמן את המלך עליה בשביל הפטרה. כי אתה, אדוני, אתה מתקוע מנך על ארץ ועל מחיה, ועל הגיף הפי הגיף ועל הפירות. ברוך, אתה, אדוני, על ארץ ועל מחיה, ועל הגיף הפי הגיף ועל הפירות.
אמן. איך הוא עשינו, ואי?
Yes.
I'm on?
The glass.
It's okay.
חבוד.
ידי פירושים. שנה טובה.
ברך.
איזה מי שנעשה איזה מסכת ראש השונה? לתי משפט איזה ראש השונה. One of the four שנה that we have. The one we recognize, תשרי, we call it ראש השונה. זה מי יהיה ראש השונה. ניסן, ראש השונה אלול. תשעת ראש השנה, לאילן, לאילן, פה זה תשווי. פה זה תמיד אקזקלי. ולסרט הלכות עם ארץ ישראל, איפה אני נהיה ישראל? עולה, עושה את עושה מיבי. סרט הלכות, when you plant a tree, so when you're going to start cutting, counting the 3 years, the first 3 years, not allowed to eat from the fruit. So if you planted it before, the question if you need full 3 years, those are for other things. Well, it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's still Shulchan Aruch. But I understand, you know, Rosh Hashanah Nisan and Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah Elul, it's for certain things that maybe you understand better, not Rosh Hashanah, Elul, you understand the same question, maybe. But it's not Rosh Hashanah, what do you mean Rosh Hashanah? It's a counting thing, but it's not Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah. We like to know Rosh Hashanah means a day of judgment. Actually, the Zohar says it's a day of judgment. Tonight is Rosh Hashanah, but you know Hashem judges. Judges what? On the trees. Well, let's do it on the trees now. But what if it was on the tree? What happened now? It's not the fruits. The fruits Hashem judges on Shavuot. The Midrash Gemara says. The Mishnah says. And it's called Rosh Hashanah. It says, Arba Rosh Hashanim, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, when Tzert Rosh Hashanah starts, the four Rosh Hashanah, this is one of them. According to Bet Hillel. Halacha Bet Hillel, it's two Mishvat Rosh Hashanah. What do you call it Rosh Hashanah? Why Hashem is judging the trees now? And again, it's nothing to do with anything. So the Gemara says, so what is it all about? Well, you know tonight. What is tomorrow? Start, how did the Chachamim get this date? Well, the Gemara says that the major rain in Eretz Israel passed already. What does it mean? The winter in Israel starts as Zayin Cheshvan, same day of Cheshvan. It's a very short time of rain in Eretz Israel, up to Pesach. Until, strange, how come in America or in England, other places, or even in Jordan, in Iraq, there's rain almost all year. In Israel, it's only till Pesach. And you say b'tem bracha, you say b'achenu. You don't say, you don't pay for it. You should not pay for the rain. What do you should pay for it? What's the secret behind it? Why Hashem did not want to give rain in Israel the whole year round? What's wrong? How come in America we have the whole year round? One of the answers Chachamim give is we have shlusha regalim. יש פעם בשנה, בגלל בית המקדש. השם, השם expects us in בית המקדש. The Gemara worries about us, we should not get caught in the rain. So we know this, the first holiday is Pesach, summertime, no rain. Shavuot, no rain. Sukkot, no rain. After Sukkot, we ask for rain until Pesach, because Pesach will come to the Midrash, Korban Pesach. And therefore, in Israel, the rain time, winter is very short. It's from Cheshvan to Nisan. And Hashem did not want to have more rain. It's very crucial because it's only a few months. But this is Homa Sechet Ta'anit. He asked for rain, that we need to bring the rain right now because you know soon Pesach is coming, it's going to be no more rain. Because we have to expect Beit HaMikdash, we have to go to Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, okay, now back to Tu Bishvat. I said, what's Tu Bishvat? Well, what's that date exactly? Well, that date means most of the rain is behind us. That's what it means. So, what is this holiday with the Rosh Hashanah? What does that mean? Rain, okay. Important, the rain thing. It says, Shema Yisrael, Vahem Shamot Yishmur Mitzvotah Hashem Lachim Tzabeh Etchem Hayom. If you keep the mitzvot, Lavayet Hashem Lachim Yishmur Yodim Chol Bafem. If you say that, Lavayet Hashem Lachim Mul Ovdo. You love Hashem and worship Hashem. Mul Ovdo, what do you mean? What's the Kavana? Ovdo means pray to him. Pray to him. Bechol levavchem v'chol nafshechem. It means tefillah is avodah, the Gemara says. And it's a job. Tefillah is a job. It's not 1, 2, 3, you go in the Knesset or at home, you pray and you finish. You have to put in a big effort. How much? With all your heart, with all your liver. Bechol v'chol nafshechem. It's hard to concentrate tefillah. It's very hard because it's a job. It's not just a privilege that, maybe some obligation, maybe, but it's a job. So, that's what says Shema Yisrael and Bayam Shema, that's what we read. If you're going to listen to the mitzvot and you're going to worship Hashem with all your heart, okay, so what do you expect the first thing should be? I should be well, I should have parnasa. I have a list. V'hayayim shamoa tishmeu, if you hear. The first thing, adati metavar tzachem b'yito, have rain. That's not the first thing. Of course it's important rain. By the way, I live next to a spring. And if not, you know, we import water. We see what to do, you know. It's not the first thing. Hashem grants us the first thing. If you worship to Hashem, rain. Right. And then, if Chas Shalom, you say in Bayam Shalom, excuse me, if Chas Shalom, you don't listen, Batzarat Hashemayim. I said the first thing Hashem said, you gave me no rain. That's my problem. If somebody doesn't keep the mitzvot, the first punishment, Batzarat Hashemayim, Leim Atah. It's going to be no rain. Atzarat Hashemayim means no wind, the Gemara says. Lo'ei matah is going to be no rain. That's the first punishment. If somebody is not keep the mitzvot, he's going to have no rain. It's not the first punishment should have been. The Torah will say this. We'll say V'ayim Shemua later, we say. Al-Tzev Chasholom Meira, Me'al-Arsa Tomar, you go to exile. But no rain is nothing. What's rain? This is Parashat Yitro. Excuse me, we got the Ten Commandments. As the Navi says, as Tehillim says, and Shirat Dvorah last week says, was raining. It never rains in the desert in Egypt. Mibar Sinai never rains. And this was Shavuot. In the summertime. Never rains over there. Nevertheless, when Hashem gave us the Torah, I was waiting. But what I was waiting? Actually, the Bible tells us, Am Israel asked for a king. And Shmuel gathered everybody and gave a speech over there. I said, what do you need a king for? What's wrong with me? But did I ever take any money from anybody? The Gemara says, in a way, Shmuel and Levi was bigger than Moshe. Actually, we say, every Friday night at Tehillim, Moshe, Aaron, Bechonam, Shmuel, Koro, Shmuel, the Gemara said, if you take a scale, you put Moshe down on one side, and Shmuel on the other side is equal. The Gemara says, Shmuel is equal to Moshe Rabbeinu? No, he's bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. He's equal to Moshe and Aaron. The Gemara says, why is bigger? The Gemara says, because Moshe, this week's parasha, it says, Vayishev Moshe lishpot et ha'am. Moshe judges us. But people have to come to him. Shmuel, Navi said, the Gemara says, Uvetu aramata. Shmuel had a knapsack, a little attaché case. God knows us. It says, what do you do, Mr. Shmuel? He walked around Eretz Israel, made peace between people, judges people. You might see, it's bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. He walks around to make peace between people, not like Moshe, it's just a round span. That's how important it is. So Shmuel gathered all of Israel, and he said, you ask me for a king? What's wrong with me? Why? Did I ever take anything from anybody? And they said, no. I said, what do you want a king for? He said, I want to tell you something. Hashem is very upset at you people that you ask for a king. And I'll show it to you that Hashem is angry at you. And it was Shavuot time. I don't know if it was on Shavuot really. But it was Shavuot time. Tzichetim Hayom. Time harvest week. It's going to start raining in a second. Because it never rains now. This was at Israel, this was at the Sinai Desert. But it never rains in Israel on Shavuot. Occasionally, sometimes through the year, it did happen, but soon we will know why. But after Pesach, almost never rained. But Shmuel said, it's going to rain now, it's a proof. Hashem is upset at you. It started to rain. And Am Yisrael said, oh, wow. He said to Shmuel, we're sorry, we've seen, we asked for a king. And Shmuel said, okay, you ask already, listen, he's going to be a king, Shaul's going to be the king. And he says, what was the message exactly that Shmuel said? It's going to rain. Because when Hashem gave us the Torah this week, it was raining. And at the same time, Shmuel said, see, the team, at the same time, it's going to rain now. So why did it rain then that Shmuel chose to say this is going to be a sign Hashem is upset at you because it's going to rain? What's the rain? So the Gemara tells us the following. In Shmuel Esrei, the first three brachot of Shmuel Esrei is praising Hashem. As well, if I may say, the Gemara says the last three brachot of Shmuel Esrei. In the middle, 12 of them are our personal requests. Not exactly, but most of them. Maybe not even most. If you know the Kavanot. But first, you have to praise Hashem. We have to praise Hashem first. I need something from Hashem. Says Hashem, give it to me. If you want Hashem to fulfill your request, first you praise Him. So the Zohar says that Yitzchak Avinu called Esav and told him it was Pesach, night of Pesach, told him tonight it's Pesach, the skies are open, I want to give you a blessing. I want to give you a bracha. Please go, sharp your knife and go hunt something, he meant a deer. And slaughter it, give me the food the way I like it, and I'll give you a blessing. He says, why he has to eat? Give him a blessing. Zohar says, Yitzchak was not hungry. Yitzchak wanted to say bracha on the food. Says the Zohar, if you want the bracha to be accomplished, first you bless Hashem, and then you give a bracha. First is Hashem, it's a Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you give a bracha. But if you just, the Zohar says, if you just give say bracha to somebody, not necessarily it's going to work. You have to have, when you ever give bracha, you have to have this in mind. If I give a bracha to Hashem, and I give a bracha to the person. That's what Yitzchak. That's really when Mordechai and Shekhar Dolav, they made the Shmonesre, the Tfilah. They made Shmonesre, they said first three brachot, Magen Avraham, Mechalil HaMeti, Makel HaKadosh, and say, praise Hashem. Then you can ask whatever you need from Hashem. I says, okay. So why? How? When do you get it? Why, whom? The Ramban, Parashat Bo, 3 weeks ago, it says in his commentary, if somebody will ask you, what do you think the purpose of Hashem created you? What's the purpose of it? Ramban says there's no other answer besides Hashem expects you to sing to Him and to bless Him, nothing else. There's no other purpose on creation besides this. You don't know what you do, what you're doing here in this world. You say brachot and you sing to Hashem. And there's no other reason, Ramban says. I said, how do you know it? How do you know it? So actually, the Gemara says, it started when Hashem created the world. The first entity was water. Maybe not the first, maybe the third. Entity was water. Before Hashem started Bereshit Bara Elokim. The Gemara says the water sank to Hashem. And then Hashem said, what it really don't sink, don't say anything to me, don't praise me. Only mum. But let me create a person with a mouth. And then he will praise and sing to me. Likewise, the Gemara says, like a king has some servants and guards, mute people. And they praise the king, but they don't say anything. So the king says, so why do I need to have servants and guards, mute people? Let me have guards and servants, they can talk and they can praise me. So the purpose of creation, the Gemara says, it is me, is to praise Hashem. And therefore, maybe that's the Ramban writes in his commentary, you should know that this is the purpose of your life, to bless Hashem and to sing to Hashem. In another angle, the Torah tells us the following. After Adam HaShem was created, the Torah emphasizes that Hashem created mankind and Adam, I never told Adam. A person, Adam HaRishon, is not going to walk over. There's no man here to walk over here. He says, he's not Gan Eden yet. He says, the Gemara, what do you mean he's not here? The Gemara says, Hashem said like this, look, I'm going to create mankind. And Adam HaRishon stood up. He had a lot of wisdom and knowledge. He got up and he looked around the world, wherever he was, to Shalayim. He sees grass and trees. And he says, how is this going to grow? Who is going to water it? And then he will pray to Hashem, to bless Hashem, Hashem give rain. Vedi alem in haaretz, the text. Hashem decided to write it in the creation, in the beginning of creation. Eddie Levinara says, no, Adam HaRishon is going to pray for rain. Pray for rain, it's going to be rain. It's going to be rain, then everything will grow. So it means this, Hashem planned it this way. The purpose of Adam HaRishon, the first thing he should do, he's going to get up, he's going to look around, he's going to figure out if we need some water over here, and he'll pray to Hashem, and Hashem will give the rain. This will happen probably. It doesn't say he did it, but that's probably what happened because that's how Adam HaRishon was set. He had a software in his head. And that's what he got. He got up and so I said, okay, fine. So the first thing is rain. Therefore, Payam Shamot Ishmu and Mitzvotai, the first thing is rain. If Hashanah we don't behave, first thing is no rain. So what's rain? Go to the sixth parasha. So the Torah tells a story about Yitro. Very strange thing. The guy is called Midian. Of course, it's about Tshuva. Now he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. It's right. But still, we need to know the whole story about him. He said nothing. He's Moshe's father-in-law. He's coming back with Moshe's wife and children. He says he comes inside and Moshe gives him a kiss. And he says, if you shake a goy's hand, you have to wash your hands 40 times. He's a goy. He's your father-in-law. It's true. But Moshe, why you gave the guy a kiss? Why you gave him a kiss? Forget about it. Gave him. Why does the Torah say that Moshe gave him a kiss? On his mouth. The goy. Soon he's going to convert, I understand. But in the meantime, he's a goy. Why you gave him a kiss? What do you have to do with him? The opposite. The Gemara says, Yitro could not enter to the camp because there was a cloud over there. And nobody can enter into the camp. So he came all the way up to the cloud and he couldn't go in. The cloud was like a fence, iron gate. So the Gemara says, Yitro shot an arrow with a piece of paper. And he wrote on a piece of paper, I'm outside, and I have it with me, I got your wife and your children, please come outside. Moshe got it, and he ignored it. I said, who? A goy. Who asked him to bring my wife here now? I'm not going to let him in. The Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe, he said, go greet him. Go over there where he stands, where he's standing, go and bring him inside. He is the Shem Shamayim, he wants to convert. Okay, fine. But it's still a goy. You don't give him a kiss. Why give him a kiss? The Torah tells exactly what happened. Moshe went outside, and the Gemara says, all of Israel walked behind Moshe. They said, where is Moshe going? And they all walked over there, and they brought Yitro inside, and Moshe takes him inside the tent, and he tells him all the stories. So why? Then he's going to go to convert, and then he's going to make a meal. The Torah tells you he made a meal, he sacrificed, and all of Israel came, Aaron, and Moshe was a servant. Mara says, Moshe stood up, everybody sat on the table, and Moshe gave them food. It sounds maybe like Avraham Avinu a little bit, but it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Why the Torah says these things? The Torah says, it's a message. Why the Torah tells you that Moshe was a servant in the Brit Milah Seudah of Yitro? Don't say anything. To emphasize, Aaron came, and everybody came, Chodik Nisrael, Lecholechem, they all sit down. I said, where's Moshe? Moshe is a servant. What's the story over here? The Gemara says, the language of the Gemara, shame on Am Israel and Moshe, nobody said Baruch Hashem. We did say Az Yashem, but nobody said Baruch Hashem to Hashem. There's no information ever, if they ever said Baruch Hashem. The Gemara said, yeah, Moshe made us to say bracha on the man. The question is, when? Until Yitro came, no one said Baruch Hashem. Says the Torah, Yitro, when he heard the story of exactly what happened coming out of Egypt, he said Baruch Hashem. Not even said Baruch Atah Hashem, he said Baruch Hashem. The Gemara says, shame on Israel, nobody said Baruch Hashem. Again, if this is the purpose of creation, defeated the purpose of creation. Maybe that's why Moshe gave him a kiss. Because of course Moshe had Ruach HaKodesh. But after Hashem told him to bring him inside, he's going to give him a kiss because if, from his mouth, he's going to say Baruch Hashem. Better than all of Israel. Again, this information, if we ever said Baruch Hashem, we sang a few times. Sing another time. Baruch Hashem. But if the purpose of creation is to thank Hashem, to say Baruch Hashem, it fits the purpose. And therefore, when the Torah writes this story about Yitro, before the Torah is going to tell us the story about Ten Commandments, because the first obligation is before Torah is to thank Hashem. And that's the purpose of creation, as the Ramban says, as the Zohar says. We never did it. And therefore, we come to our Sinai, Hashem is going to give the Ten Commandments, it's raining. Why is it raining? Because rain is a sign what Hashem wants you to do. Gemara says, Chas Shalom, there's a drought. Gemara says, this is a special bracha. But the Mishnah, Brachot said, they said it's raining. Go say bracha on the rain. It's special rain. It's farmers. It's a shechayonu. If the farmer has a partner, it's to say, Atova Metiv. Baruch Hashem, this rain. Bless Hashem. As the Torah says again, if you worship, if you pray to Hashem, Hashem is going to give you rain. It's a drought because people don't thank Hashem, don't pray to Hashem. Again, you have to praise Hashem and then ask. Like Shmuel Esrei, that's what Mordechai and Sikta Adolam made. And he came out, and he came, he told him, he said, Baruch Hashem. Introduction to the Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments, what is it? Hashem is going to Ten Commandments. Okay. Listen, it's raining outside now. It's raining now? It's Shavuot. Where are we? In Sinai Desert. Never rains over there. On Shavuot, it's going to rain over there. It doesn't rain in Israel on Shavuot in the summertime. It did rain. It was a message. You have to thank Hashem, not to complain. And that's the story with Shmuel and Levi. When Israel asked for a king, Shmuel said, okay, let's go. Got everybody together and said, okay, today is like Shavuot, Ktzichetim Hayom, summertime. Well, you want a king? You complain you want a king? I'm going to show you something that you're wrong. It's going to start raining. Where do you get this? Why you made this sign? Why are you going to tell Hashem to give rain in this time? Because that's Hashem did when we got the Torah, Hashem gave us rain. Why rain? It was raining to wake us up, to say, Bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our obligation. Hashem expects us to say Bracha to Him. Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata. Zohar says, we say Baruch Ata, you open up all the pipes upstairs. That's the secret of Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata. Not just bless Hashem. When you bless Hashem, you thank Hashem. This is your obligation. This is the purpose of creation. So you fulfill your obligation. So let's start with Adam HaRishon. That Hashem did not want to give him rain until he will ask and bless Hashem for rain. Pray to Hashem. And it comes to Bishvat. Gemara says to Bishvat comes after Tevet. I mean, like Gemara Dari says, Tevet belongs to the Satan. The worst month of the year is Tevet. Here's the calendar. The worst month of the year is Tevet. Worse than Av and Tammuz. Worse. Much worse. Especially because the nights are very long. It's not so simple, Tevet. Big tragedies. I says Tevet is over. Okay, Shvat is also this month of the year. Okay, let me tell you, I'll give you a holiday now. It's called Rosh Hashanah. The Zohar says, you know, to be Shvat is a day of judgment. A day of judgment? What do you mean day of judgment? I say, this is the 15th day of Shvat. This is a cut-off date. Most of the rain behind us. So, what is the rain? Oh, it rings a bell. Rain reminds me to say Baruch Hashem. The Gemara says, Modeh al she'avar, mevakesh al atid. You have to thank Hashem for the past and ask for the future. Rain is a sign to remind us our purpose of creation. It's Hashem did to Adam HaRishon. As the Gemara says, you know, most of the rain is behind us. Okay, so. So, don't forget to thank Hashem for the rain. Don't forget to ask Him to have more rain. So how do you say it? I'll tell you what to do. It's called Seder Tu Bishvat. Start saying Brachot tonight and all day tomorrow. Say Brachot. Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata. Remember, you came out of Egypt, you didn't say Baruch Ata. Ito say Baruch Ata. Hashem created mankind to say Baruch Ata, to praise Hashem, to ask for rain. Tu Bishvat is the time cut for the rain. I said, no, so what do you do? I said, it's nothing. It's nothing, just to say Brachot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara tells us, Mordechai and Shikzat Ovam, when they made the Shmune Esrem, he says, Ata Gibor Olam Hashem. He says, Ata Gibor. Gibor usually in Kabbalah means like a little bit tough. It's called Gevura. It's called the Midah of Yitzchak Avinu. He says, Ata Gibor Olam Hashem. Ata Gibor Olam Hashem. I say, okay. This is a special secret. In that sentence. He says, okay, we'll say, Ata Gibor Olam Hashem. Kavata Yu Gibor. And Hashem, if you look in the Siddur, it says, Alef Dalet Nun Yud, not Yud and Hei Vav and Hei. It's Malchut, it's called Malchut. Malchut is not so kind. It's a blue color, but it's a little bit of judgment. A little judgment. I say, Mashi Baruch Moed HaGeshem. How do you get Mashi Baruch Moed HaGeshem next to Ata Gibor? I think Geshem is bracha. I think rain is a blessing. So you should say, Ata Chasid Hashem. Ata Rachman Hashem. Not say, Ata Gibor. What's a Gibor? Gibor is opposite. Gibor means tough. Judgmental. Judgmental. No. Ata Gibor. Mashi Baruch Moed HaGeshem. Morid Atal. What? What? How do you get this? Must I tell you what? It's called the Geshamim come, they come with Gvurot. It's called Gvurot Geshamim, says the Gemara. What's the Ketani? What do you mean? I thought rain is bracha, what means Gvurot Geshamim? Because that's what it means. Hashem expects us to say thank you very much. And then he's going to give us rain. So the rain, so called, when it comes, it's bracha, but so called is a test. It's expectation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say thank you for the rain and bless him. Like it was a blessing. Adam HaRishon was created to say a blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the purpose of creation. So what happened? I said, listen, Tu Bishvat. What's Tu Bishvat? Most of the rain behind us. Okay, but you know, Hashem is judging. As well says, you know, Tu Bishvat is a day of judgment. Judgment of what? What did I do? Hashem is looking at you if you say brachot. And again, that's the minhag. To say brachot on Tu Bishvat in order, so-called, that Hashem should judge us for the best. It's a Shishmoneh, so Ata Gibor Olam Hashem, Mashi Baruch Moed HaGeshem. Thank you, Baruch Hashem. This is in the bracha that you praise Hashem. Then we say it to Baruch Aleinu, okay. But before you start Shmoneh Esre, your requests, you say, Hashem, I bless you for the rain. He says, why? Why are you blessing for the rain now? You ask me later, Baruch Aleinu. No. Before I start praying and asking you anything, I'm blessing you for the rain. Because you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you meant, Adam HaRishon, the first thing she got up on his feet after Hashem made him was lying down. He got up, and then he said, okay, it's no rain. Bless Hashem. So the first thing is to bless Hashem. That's from Masechet Ta'anit. It's so important. To have rain and to bless Hashem, this fulfill our obligation to creation, for the world, for creation. This is, that's the stupid part is start the Yeshua of redemption. Pesach Pesach Hashem, to bless Hashem with the Midrash Amen Kenny Ratzon.
Amen. Chag Sameach.